Well, what's a place called home? I've heard of that. What's a place called home?
A place called home is it's sort of like, it's essentially an after school program where kids from South Central go to, that they learn stuff. You know, they have classes there for all the kids, whether it's athletics to music to art, and they just have a lot of stuff there that helps the kids, you know.
For me, it's a place where it supports you with a lot of love and, you know, communication in there. It gives you many opportunities, such as, you know, working an internship with DBS Bank. We go on field trips, Six Flags. And it's very wonderful because we get to explore who we are and who we want to be. And we have so many resources.
It sounds to me like A Place Called Home is about helping people get better, no matter where they're starting from. So what made you start thinking about an internship?
So I was just sitting at home, not doing any work, and I already had all my A's in classes, so I didn't have to do anything. And I thought to myself, like, you know, I was just wasting my time. I could be doing something productive that's going to make me into a better person.
Let's talk about Tom McCabe for a little bit, if we may. Yeah, what do you think of Tom?
He's wonderful. We actually had a meeting. We talked about about leadership and its skills and how we could like demolish or, you know, help build a team. And it was awesome because we were talking about how this affects like today's life or today's problems that we see today.
Now, Tom McCabe, for those that are just learning about him, through this, Tom is the head of country for the Development Bank of Singapore, DBS. He's the head of the United States operation. Tom and I are both from Iowa, small town in Iowa. We grew up together. We went to high school together. You see, did you ever imagine that you would meet a guy from a small town in Iowa like Tom McCabe, and he would listen to you and help you figure stuff out?
I never never thought about it.
Head of country for an international bank. That's pretty cool, right? So how are you liking the internship with DBS? What are they doing for you guys?
It was really cool because we got to learn the ins and outs of what a bank does and how it's run. And it really wasn't just about the bank, you know? It was teaching us how to develop our professional skills, how to be a leader, how to actually stand up and really be bold and confident.
Yeah. Well, so what'd you learn about how to be a leader? What are you doing different? Or is there anything to put your finger on?
I think the main one would be actually engaging and participating and helping inspire others to really go at it instead of just being in this sort of protective shell that as teenagers we create to feel safe in.
You feel like a lot of teenagers sort of try to create a shell that they stay inside of.
Yeah. Like, cause as teenagers, some of us don't really take criticism that well, you know? So we create these little bubbles where everything that's going on is correct and we just feel good in it.
Who else at DBS has been involved with you guys? Who else has helped out over there?
Definitely Miss Shanika McDonald. She's really been the main one there.
Yeah.
And she's even written me a letter of recommendation for the Shaheen Scholarship that APCH helped me apply for.
The Shaheen Scholarship, what's that?
So essentially, as we become seniors at A Place Called Home, they try to sort of motivate us and, you know, try to see if college is the right path for us.
Yeah.
So if we do decide that college is something that we personally want to do, they help us financially and they try to do their best to make sure that money isn't the reason why we don't go to college. It's really there so that us as members, we like have the support that we need financially to go to college, because college really can help people and open up doors.
When we were on a Zoom call together with everybody from A Place Called Home, we talked about negotiation. What do you remember? Was there anything, or was I boring?
You talked about you have to take action. You have to take advice and take action, because afterwards they're gonna see if you took their advice or not, and from there, if you did, they're gonna look out for you in the future.
I remember you saying that a way that you used to calm people down was slowing down your voice, like the radio guys.
You're right, the late night FM DJ.
Yeah, There you go.
Yeah, you've been trying out on people now?
Sort of. Like, I've been trying it on my teachers whenever I want an extra credit.
Perfect place to do some negotiations. You getting anywhere with that? How's it working for you?
Yeah, actually, I've gotten some pretty good extra credit opportunities.
Very good. Excellent. Well, you know, and talking people into letting you work harder, that's a pretty cool approach to life. That's how you get ahead, you know. Some people try to talk people into giving them a break or not making them work so hard, but talking somebody into letting you work harder, that's really cool, man. That is really, really cool. It's been an absolute pleasure having this conversation. I wish you all the best. At any point in time you need to reach out, something I can help with, you please just let me know. Career guidance counselor for a place called Home in South Central LA.
Yeah, that's correct. South Central Los Angeles.
All right, so Place Called Home. You guys are finding talent, good people, good kids, good people in general. You know, and I had the pleasure of talking to a couple of students. And I mean, what brilliant kids. I mean, you were finding diamonds in the rough down there, aren't you?
I mean, all my kids come with different hidden talents. And that's what I love about A Place Called Home and just inner city youth, right? All over, because I've been working for the last 14 years all over Los Angeles. And every time I come across youth like them, like Kevin and Yesenia, who are very well articulated and they have the passion to do more than they are asked of, it's beauty to work with, right? A lot of things can come out from just working with them. And one of my purpose is to engage them in their long-term career goals, right? Where do you see yourself 5 years and 10 years from now? Is it college? Is it vocational? Is it a job? What's the career?
I'm going to beg your indulgences. First of all, one of the things I want to get into is how do people support A Place Called Home? How can they support you? I want to get that out. We're going to bring that up a couple different times. So how do they support you?
I mean, they can always go to our website, and we actually have a link that if you want to donate, whether it's financial contributions or even of your time by being a mentor.
What's the website?
It's APCH.org.
APCH.org. All right.
Yeah.
Now, I know that, first of all, you and I crossed paths to begin with because you guys are getting some love from Tom McCabe at DBS, the Development Bank of Singapore.
Wonderful,
which
man.
Which is an Asian Pacific bank, but Tom and I went to high school together in Iowa. We're Iowa guys, and he's running the operation out of LA. And he's showing you guys some love. I also noticed, I think I saw in Hard Knocks, you guys are getting some love from the Rams too, right? You guys get support from the Los Angeles Rams?
Yes, we are. We're very closely with the Los Angeles Rams now. They are one of our biggest cohort partners from the community.
See, I have a theory, if you will.
Okay.
To be a successful entrepreneur, which I'm working on, I mean, you got to be an outlier. You got to reject cultural norms. You got to be willing to be different. You know, you don't fit into the system. Mm-hmm. I think your kids are given that naturally. In my opinion, I think you got probably the people coming through your door might be the richest source of undiscovered entrepreneurs that are out there.
I mean, right now, there's nothing normal about any situation that we're going on, right? Some of our members are really showing resiliency by going outside their areas of comfort, by doing interviews with me, searching jobs and stuff like that, playing music, drums, theater, drama. I mean, every cooking, we have it all there. Even agriculture, virtual lessons. I mean, how do you do that when you live in an apartment complex, right? We send them supplies so that they have something to do in their house. We find ways, and our members are really showing us how to be resilient in a time like this.
APCH.org.
Yes, sir.
You guys are helping get kids an opportunity, whatever that opportunity can be. And all you need is additional resources because you got kids lined up that are looking for somebody to give them a hand up.
Yep, they're looking for resources, even internships. That's what we do in externships. So, as you mentioned earlier, before with DBS Bank that comes from Singapore, we partnered up with them this summer to make sure that our members had an understanding of what the financial industry was, but more or less the inner workings of what it means to work for such a great bank. We don't only bring in the member, the student, the child, right? We bring in the services, we bring them in, but we service the entire family. Regardless if the family is there or not, we're always constantly asking for, you know, are the bills paid at home? Do you guys have food? Do you need assistance with anything? Because at the end of the day, the member, which is what we call a child, as a terminology, if they cannot focus on their academic learning, if they cannot focus on what's going on, you know, academically because of the stressors of no electricity at home, no food at home, you know, spousal debates or arguments that could be going on at home about right. whatever the case may be, then they're not being the best student they can be. And that's what we focus on, to ensure that the whole family is okay and great, so that the student can engage actively and be presently there and get engaged in the activities that we have for them and learn and thrive and grow.
APCH.org.
Yeah.
You guys aren't just looking at the kids. You're doing everything you can possibly for the entire family so the children can succeed, so the family can succeed.
Right. Yeah.
Nice. Very good. Look, man, I got to tell you something. I'm thoroughly impressed with what you guys are doing. I mean, I'm always looking to meet people that inspire me. And, you know, the kids just, as much as they talked about you and, you know, the appreciation that they had in their voice for how much you've helped them grow is phenomenal. So well done, man. And
thank you. You
know, we will continue to support you. We will continue to do what we can with DBS and Tom McCabe to help keep you guys going. You guys are doing God's work. It's much appreciated.
Appreciate you. Thank you very much.